The Rosewood jig there from the Diatonics' new album, the eponymous album, Diatonics, and it's followed by a great tune, Tripping Upstairs. I'll play you the whole of that track later on at the end of the show, as usual. I had intended this particular show to be quite erudite, quite learned. I was going to find all kinds of songs to do with the Navy and cross-dressing and logging and Canada and bundle them all together, but there's been a plethora of new albums out and I want to share them with you. Loads and loads of great music came flying through the letterbox within the last 2 or 3 weeks, actually, and there's some fantastic stuff amongst it. I'm going to kick off, though, with something old enough. It's actually from one of the early Show of Hands albums, and it's a request. The person who wishes to remain anonymous says, please play it for the times that are in it, because it sums up almost more than any other song the terrible crap that we're having to put up with. I cannot disagree. This is Show of Hands with Arrogance, Ignorance and Greed, otherwise known as Number 10, Downing Street.
All I wanted was a home and a roof over our head. Somewhere we could call our own, feel safer in our beds. There was a storm of money raining down. It only touched the ground. With a loan I took, I can't repay, and the crock of gold you found. At every truck you stopped to feed, with your arrogance, your ignorance and greed. I never was a cautious man, I spend more than I'm paid. But those with something put aside are the ones that you betray. With your bonuses and expenses, you shovel down your throat. Now you bit the hand that fed you. Dear God, I hope you choke. At every trough you stop to feed, with your arrogance, your sets his price. No feather bed, no golden neck, no one pays him twice. So where's your thrift, then your caution, then your honest sound advice? You know you doubt yourself a winning hand and loaded every dice. At every trough you stop to feed, your ignorance and greed. I pray one day we'll soon be free from your absolute indifference, your avarice, incompetence, your arrogance, your ignorance, your greed.
Arrogance, Ignorance and Greed from Show of Hands' album of the same name. And that all seems so long ago, yet it seems just like today and tomorrow. Now, Noreen Lynch, what can I say? I came across her, I think, about 8 years ago, maybe not as long as that. I was completely overwhelmed by her voice, which I think has got something of the street singer, the Maggie Barry, about it. And yet there's a sweetness and a way with the song that just, I think, is completely winning. Her new album is called In Her Own Time. Many of the songs are songs that Noreen has written herself. Songs about home, about returning, about the pleasure of home and the safe space it is for many of us. I'm going to play a few songs from the album, starting with this one, which is the Karine Polwart song, Follow the Heron Home, which has become, I think, something of a standard, and rightly so, because it's one of the best songs, I think, of the last 20-odd years.
The back of the winter is broken, and light lingers along by the door. All the seeds of the summer have spoken in gowns that bloom on the shore. By night and by day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep lost the breath of the morning away, and we'll follow the heron home. In darkness we cradled our shadows and stoked all our fires with fear. But these bones that lay empty and hollow are ready for gladness and cheer. By night and by day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we'll follow the heron home. Oh, long may you sing of the salmon and the snow-scented sounds of your home, while the north wind delivers its sermon and salt water and stone. By night and by day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away, and we'll follow the heron home. Sleep blows the breath
Noreen Lynch from the album In Her Own Time with Follow the Heron Home. And that was Dermot Byrne on Squeezebox there. Deliciously understated, just there, but not in any way obtrusive, in my humble opinion. I'll be playing a couple more tracks from Noreen's new album in the course of the podcast. Now, Peter Knight's Gig Spanner are a show-stopping band, whether it's the big band with John Spires, Phil Henry and Anna Martin, or the stripped-down version that you're going to hear in a moment. The new album from Peter Knight's Gig Spanner is called From Poets to Wives, and this, I think, is a great rootsy version of the sea shanty Bold Riley.
So strong. It's a hell of a way. Old Riley-o has gone away. Goodbye, my sweetheart. Goodbye, my dear old. Old Riley-o, old Riley. Goodbye, my darling. Goodbye, my
great stuff. In fact, as I said to him in an email, you've done it again, Knights. Absolutely superb. The whole album is chock full of wonderful stuff just like that. Peter Knight's Gig Spanner with Bold Riley from the new album From Poets to Wives. And of course, go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to Pete's website and to everybody's website that you'll hear on the podcast. Now, the Mary Wallopers, I'll say that again, the Mary Wallopers are a three-piece folk group from Dundalk in Ireland. They travel the length and breadth of the country. I don't think they've appeared over here just yet, but I'm sure they will, singing and collecting songs. And according to their press release, they exude a raw energy that could be described as the Clancy Brothers meet the Sex Pistols. I'll leave that thought just nudging its little way into your brain. This is their version of Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice, a song, of course, made famous by Hamish Imlach, but originally penned by Ron Clark and Carl McDougall. They were in Glasgow one Christmas and they were fed up to the back teeth of hearing the Virgin Mary Had a Baby Boy sung one too many times in the folk club. So they wrote this.
Of the east there came a hard man, oh ho ho, all the way from Britain, ah ha, ha, glory hallelujah, cod liver oil and the orange juice. He went into a pub and he came a paralytic, oh ho ho, feed the insider, ah ha, ha, but a hell of a mixture, cod liver oil and the onyx juice. Does this bus go to the dinosaur parlay? Oh ho ho, I'm looking for a lumber. Ah, ah, glory hallelujah, cod liver oil and the onyx juice. Lord will die. Glory, hallelujah, God the bride and the orange youth. Oh no, Mary, are you dancing? Oh no, it's just the way I'm standing. Glory, hallelujah, God the bride and the orange youth. You're one in a million. Oh, oh, oh. And so's your chances. Ah, glory, hallelujah. God live the royal and the orange juice. Oh, now, Mary, can I run you home? Oh, ho, oh, oh, ho. I've got a pair of sand shoes. Ah, ah, got a hell of a funny. God live the royal and the orange juice. In through the back close and out through the dunny. Oh, ho, ho, it wasn't for the first time. Ah, ha, ha, glory, hallelujah. God live the royal and the orange juice. The mother came out, she was going to the clergy. Oh, ho, ho, I buggered off sharpish. Ah, ha, ha, glory, hallelujah. God live the royal and the orange juice. Foreign Legion, Sahara under the camel, God live the royal and the orange juice. God live the royal and the orange juice.
Well, the album is called A Mouthful of the Mary Wallopers. And that was the Mary Wallopers with Cod Liver Oil and the Orange Juice. It's available as a download, and it's only a fiver. Five great tracks like that. I'll play something else maybe, if I can, either this programme or in the next programme. We'll see. Time now for a couple more songs from the new Noreen Lynch album. I'm going to play Baking Bread, one of her own lovely compositions, in a moment, sung unaccompanied. But first of all, this is her version of the Boo Hewardeen classic, Bell, Book and Candle. I don't usually like love songs all that much, but this is completely different, because with Boo Hewardeen, you've got a master songwriter and singer. And of course, a bell, book and candle was the traditional way to banish a ghost or a demon, which sometimes love can be, so I'm told.
Blue around the morning moon, the color of your eyes. I remember holding you fall through summer skies. You're everything that I've become in every word I say. I need a bell, book and candle to keep your ghost away. To keep your ghost away, to keep your ghost away, I need a bell, book and candle to keep your ghost away. Mm-hmm. white horses on a troubled sea, your smile will flash through time. And up ahead a blackbird's wing, your hair comes to mind. Every night I see your face when I kneel to pray. I need a bell, book and candle to keep your ghost away. To keep your ghost away, to keep your ghost away, I need a bell, book and candle to keep your ghost away. Before the thunder breaks, I sense you next to me. And as we move through nature, I know where you would be. So I keep myself apart. This is where I stay. With my bell, book and candle, I keep your ghost away. With my bell, book and candle, I keep your ghost away. Lately I've been baking bread, it's such a simple thing. A welcome for the day without a word. Now my house fills with sweet, sweet smells. Simple things can wake a weary world. And lately I've been sowing seeds in my own garden. They build my bones and taste of sunshine too. I wish I'd listened hard to my grandfather. A life of sowing seeds was all he knew. Lately I've been singing songs instead of all the things that I should do before the day is through. It's a sad, sad thing that we all sing too few songs before our time is through. Lately I've been watching love come through my own front door. We bake bread, sing and dance, and drink our fill. No, the dawning day carries you away. The love we make is in these old walls still. So lately I've been baking bread, it's such a simple thing. A welcome for the day without a word. Now my house fills with sweet, sweet smells. Simple things can wake a weary world. Oh, simple things wake my weary world.
Well, you can tell that that was written during lockdown, and what a beautiful song it is. I'd be very, very surprised if lots of people don't cover that in the months to come, because it's, I think it's a cracking, cracking song. Noreen Lynch, her new album, In Her Own Time. That was Baking Bread, her own song, and before that you heard the classic Boo Hewardine, Bell, Book and Candle. And I forgot to say that the book isn't just any old book like the Reliant Robin Workshop Manual. It is, of course, the Bible. I just assume everybody knows that. That's what a Catholic education does to you. Now, Martin Simpson's new album, what can I say? I described it on Twitter as amazing on so many levels. It's called Live Before Lockdown, and it's a bootleg album-ish of recordings made during Martin's live performances. He is, of course, a consummate guitarist, one of the greatest on the planet, a fantastic singer and a great songwriter also. And when I said that this is amazing on so many levels, what I meant is, first of all, a great choice of songs. Secondly, fantastic musicianship. Thirdly, the bloke is in absolutely top voice and singing with great confidence and great, of course, truth, elemental truth. And last of all, the recording quality is just off the scale. It is totally brilliant. So, three songs, one after the other, and I'll shut up and just let you enjoy the album. Martin Simpson with Joe Bowers, traditional American song, followed by Palaces of Gold, the Leon Russellson classic, and followed, last of all, by Heartbreak Hotel, which, of course, made Elvis Presley's career. Sit back and enjoy.
So she to me, Joe Bowers, now you're the man to win. Here's a kiss to bind the bargain, and she hugged a dozen in. The thoughts of my dear Sally soon made them feelings get, and whispered hope to Bowers, oh, I wish I had it yet. When first I come to mining, I put in my biggest licks, and I come down on the boulders just like a ton of bricks. I work both late and early, in rain and sun and snow. I was working for my Sally, it was all the same to Joe. At length I got a letter, and it was from my brother Ike, and it come from old Missouri, yes, all the way from Pike. It had the damnedest news for me that I had ever read. It said that Sal had married the butcher, and the butcher's hair was red. I got another letter, and it was from my brother Ike, and it come from old Missouri, yes, all the way from Pike. It wasn't very newsy, but this is what it said. It said that Sal had had a baby, and the baby's hair was red. Story all about this sad affair, about Sal marrying the butcher and the baby having red hair. Whether it was a girl or a boy child, the letter never said. It only said the baby's hair was inclined to be red. If the sons of company directors and judges' private daughters had to go to school in a slum school, dumped by some joker in a damp back alley, had to herd into classrooms cramped with worry, with a view over slag heaps and stagnant pools, had to file through corridors grey with age and play in a crackpot concrete cave. Buttons would be pressed, rules would be broken, strings would be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers would mold palaces of gold. If prime ministers and advertising executives, royal personages and bank managers' wives had to live out their lives in dank rooms, blinded by smoke and the foul air of sewers, rot on the wall and rats in the cellars, in rows of dumb houses like mouldering tombs, had to bring up their children and watch them grow in a wasteland of dead streets where nothing would grow. Buttons would be pressed, words spoken. spoken. Invisible fingers would mold palaces of gold. Now I'm not suggesting any sort of a plot. Everyone knows there's not. But you unborn millions might like to be warned if you don't want to be buried alive by slag heaps, pitfalls and damp walls and rat traps and dead streets. Then arranged to be democratically born, the son of a company director, or a judge's fine and private daughter. And buttons will be pressed, and rules will be broken. Strings will be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers will mold palaces of gold. Since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down the end of Lonely Street, a heartbreak hotel. You made me so lonely, baby. Do I get so lonely, baby? Do I get so lonely I could die? Well, you know it's always crowded, but you still can't find some room where a broken-hearted lover can just cry away the gloom. You made me so lonely, baby. Oh, I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely I could die. Tears keep flowing. The desk clerk's dressed in black. They've been so long on Lonely Street, they ain't never looking back. You made me so lonely, baby. Oh, I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely I could die. So now if your baby leaves you and you got a tale to tell, you just take a little walk down Lonely Street to Heartbreak Hotel. You made me so lonely, baby. I get so lonely, baby. I get so lonely I could die.
Well, 18 tracks, all as good as the ones I've just played you. Available as a download from Martin's own website, I think, but you'll find a link through anyway on our website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Just go there and you'll be able to get straight through. What an album. 18 glorious, glorious tracks. And here's another album chock full of wonderful stuff from Peggy Seeger, one of the most important voices, songwriters, musicians of the folk revival. With Ewan McColl and Charles Parker, she created the Radio Ballads, a series of radio programmes for the BBC that for the first time ever allowed working-class men and women to have their own voices broadcast on the radio. Previously, their speech was recorded and turned into scripts for actors to read. Well, Peggy's had a lifetime making music and fighting for the rights of the common people everywhere. And of course, she's been really, really instrumental and most powerful in the women's movement for many, many years. Her new album is as witty and feisty and well sung and played as all her previous work. I'm going to play you two songs back to back now. The first, a compassionate plea for empathy towards our fellow men and women, called Lullabies for Strangers. And the second, Gotta Get Home by Midnight, is a wry and witty look at ageing and about how, at heart, we are all Prince Charmings and Cinderellas and stagecoaches made from pumpkins and footmen made from mice.
I live in a room in a grey country. 7 years I live alone. 7 years away from you. I care for children in a stranger's home. When I tie their shoes, I think of you. When I brush their hair, I think of you. I give them love. They take my hand. I sing our songs in this strange land. Lullabies for a stranger's children. Who sings for my own little birds? Sing lullabies in a foreign land where no one understands. No one. Here the dark nights come so early. Now I'm free to close the door. Free to sit and sing to you. Kissing shadows, always wanting more. For you I live in this cold country. For you I work and live alone. So you have to leave your children and wish you had a heart of stone. Lullabies for a stranger's children. Who sings for my own little birds? Sing lullabies in a foreign land where no one understands. I stand at the bus stop and stare at the sky. Maybe someday, maybe next year, I will fly away. Fly away to my own little birds. Lady Bird, fly away home. Never have to leave your children. Had a heart of stone. Lullabies for a stranger's children. Who sings for my own? little birds sing lullabies in a foreign land where no one understands. When I wake up in the morning, I'm 100 years old. My feet on the floor and I'm 99. A good hot shower and I'm looking at 80. After breakfast I'm 79. Getting younger by the hour, gotta get home by midnight. It's a beautiful day, I'm 64 in my new red shoes. My kitchen is a dance floor. Lunchtime and I'm in my prime, 50 and I'm heading for 49. Getting younger by the hour, gotta get home by midnight. An hour ago I was 41, I said I was 39. But now I'm 20 heading for my teens, hormones driving me out of my mind. If I stay any longer I'll be buying those blue jeans, the ones manufactured with the holes all over. Getting younger by the hour, gotta get home by midnight. When the clock strikes 12, nature resumes her own gravitational plan. Then I'm hitting the road with Father Time dragging me by the hand. But I'm gonna leave a little glass slipper behind before the rats start pulling my van. Getting younger by the hour, gotta get home by midnight. Prince Charming is standing there. He gazed into my blue eyes. He said they're the color of time. He knelt down by my chair and that little glass slipper just fitted me fine. He's waiting for me now in the moonlight. He said come home whenever you like. I want to run my hands through his curly gray hair. So good night, I gotta get home.
Wonderful stuff. Two great songs there, back to back, from the new album from Peggy Seeger, which is called First Farewell. That was Gotta Get Home by Midnight. And before that, you had the beautiful song, really stripped down, but so plaintive, Lullabies for Strangers. Great song. Two great songs. The album is just about available, I think, now, and I think you can get it on download as well as hard copy. I'm not really sure because I just got a link through to the download page for this show. But do go and get it. If you don't know Peggy's stuff, you really should. Do check out my favourite song of hers, which is from way, way, way back, called I Want to Be an Engineer. For me, that started the ball rolling that has never stopped rolling. And long may it roll too. Now, Banter are a great dance band, as many of you will know. Wonderfully, powerfully dynamic. They really rock everywhere they go. They've got a new album just out. It's their third album, and they've called the album 3. So, why wouldn't you? Full of great dance music, but also great songs as well. I could have played you some of the more raunchy tracks, but I like this version of Blackbirds and Thrushes very much indeed. So I'd like to share that with you now.
Down by the garden I silently strayed. I heard a fair maid making great lamentation, crying, Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid. And the blackbirds and thrushes sang in the green bushes, and the wood doves and love seemed to mourn for
song that she sang was concerning her lover. Jimmy will be slain in the wars, as I'm afraid. Her cheeks blushed like roses, her arms full of posies. She strayed in the meadow, and weeping she said, my heart, it is aching, my poor heart is breaking, for Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid. And the blackbirds and thrushes sang in the green bushes, and the wood doves in love seemed to mourn for this maid, and the song that she sang was concerning her lover. Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid. She conjured in her imagination, gave life to her fears as she waited alone. No word from her soldier, convinced he had fallen. The nightshade she swallowed and silenced her woe. And the blackbirds and thrushes sang in the green bushes, and the wood doves and larks seemed to this maid, and the song that she sang was concerning her lover. Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm
Birds and Thrushes from Banter's third album called Three. You're not going to forget that, are you? Get it. It's a great album. Now, following on Tim Eadie's recent cracking album of jazz and swing standards, I Got Rhythm, I've been scouring the internet looking for swing and jazz mandolin players. Under my nose, of course, was the very man himself, Kenneth Jethro Burns. He was a highly influential mandolin stylist. Most people will know him probably playing bluegrass, following, if you like, Bill Monro to some extent, but then branching out very much on his own and mixing sophisticated jazz rhythms and harmonies and amazing improvisational techniques and playing everything from standards to the songbooks of Duke Ellington, Django Reinhardt and Cole Porter. He was just an amazing mandolin player. This is his version of the standard Carina, Carina. You'll recognise the tune as it starts, but then it goes elsewhere. Zim. Brilliant stuff. Karina, Karina from Jethro Burns' album Swing Low, Sweet Mandolin. And as soon as I finish this, I'm going to get my mandolin out. I'm going to practice that. It may take me a couple of centuries, but I'll get there in the end. I'm determined. Now, I want to play this next track for me, because you might remember, I think it was last show or the show before, I played something from Varro. Two Dublin lasses that are just simply amazing musicians and singers. And I mentioned that they got an album out on their own. It was a download I played on the last show, I think it was. Anyway, I've got my grubby little mitts on their album, which is simply called Varro, V-A-R-O. And I'm going to play you a couple of tracks from it during the course of the show. The first one being their version of a song that I know from the Scottish tradition, but which I think came from the Northern Irish tradition, that perhaps even from the linen mills. It's a great song called The Doffing Mistress.
Oh, do you know her or do you not? This doffing mistress that we have got. Oh, Agnes of Egypt is her name, and she hangs her coat on the highest pin. Rightly, rightful, oh, rightly, rightful, ray. On Monday morning when she comes in, she hangs her coat on the highest pin. She turns around for to view her girls, saying, damn your daughters, lay up your ends. Rightly, rightful, oh, rightly, rightful, ray. Lay up our ends, we will surely do. Our hands are steady, our eyes are true. Lay up our ends, we will surely do. But for Lizzie Murphy and not for you. Rightly, rightful, oh, rightly, rightful, ray. When Agnes Savage comes up the path, she spreads her feet like a bit of gas. She makes a noise like an elephant trunk. I and all the doffers, they swear she's drunk. Rightly, rightful, oh, rightly, rightful, ray. Oh, Lizzie Murphy, you went away. It's every night for you we pray. You left us here with a broken heart,
Now there's no one left for to take our part. Righty, right, follow, righty, right, full ray. Lay up our ends, we will surely do. Our hands are steady, our eyes are true. Lay up our ends, we will surely do. But for Lizzie Murphy and not for you. Rightly, right, follow. Rightly, right, follow.
I love that song. I love the way the women turn around him and they say, yeah, we'll do it, we'll tie our ends up, but we won't do it for you. Lovely stuff. The Doffing Mistress, that's from Varro's self-titled album, V-A-R-O. Again, details from my website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. And there will be another track from Varro later on in the show. Time now for a track from Mary Z. Cox. Mary Z. Cox is one of the best banjo players around. She is also completely and utterly potty in the best of all possible ways. Do check out her videos. They are something else entirely. She can fool around with the best of them, but she's also an absolutely world-class banjo player. Inspirational, I suppose, is the word I would use about her. Here she is from an album, I think, called Carolina Banjo, with a tune called The Hangman's Reel. Brilliant. What a player. Frailing Banjo, Old Timey Banjo, Drop Thumb, I think they call it as well. Mary Z. Cox from her album Carolina Banjo with The Hangman's Reel. Now, the Schlieve League Traverse is a very hairy cliff walk in Donegal. It's on some really exposed cliffs right on the top of the northwest of Ireland. I've done it myself, and on that windy day above Glencolum Kill, looking down at the sea several hundred feet below me, just under my left elbow, I learned that adrenaline is actually brown. Well, the great melodeon player Dermot Byrne comes from the area of Schlieve League, as do many members of Altan, from that part of Donegal, I should say. Well, a few years back, Dermot teamed up with Eamon Coyne, a great banjo player, and John Doyle, fantastic guitarist and singer, to produce an album called League, as in Schlieve League, and it is one of my favourite albums. John Doyle heard this song I'm going to play you now from the singing of Mary Black, and I think she learned it from the singing of Steve Turner, who just happens to be coming to Settle Folk Gathering this coming September, who collected it, no, that's the wrong word, who got it from a manuscript in Ryland's Library on Deansgate, Manchester. So there you go, the folk process. From Deansgate, Manchester, Steve Turner, to Mary Black, to John Doyle, to Schlieve League. The song is called St. Helena, and it's about Napoleon Bonaparte, whose last place of exile was on St. Helena, part of the Ascension Islands chain in the far South Atlantic Ocean. That was just about as far away as the English could get him from France.
Gone to a place where naught can delight him. He may sit now and tell of the sights he has seen, oh, while forlorn he does mourn on the Isle of St. Helena. St. Cloud will he appear in great splendor, nor step forth from the crowd like the great Alexander. He may look to the east while he thinks on Lucana, but his heart full of woe on the Isle of St. Helena. The wild rushing waves round our shores there are washing, and the white billows heave on our rocks there are lashing. He may look o'er the main to the great Mount Diana, with his eyes on the waves that surround St. Helena. Louise, as she weeps, from her husband is parted, and she dreams while she sleeps, and awakes broken-hearted. There is none to console her, though there's many would lie with her, while alone she does mourn when she thinks on St. Helena. So all that have wealth nature for some twist of fate soon could change your condition. Be steadfast in time, what's to come change you cannot, for maybe your race will end on the Isle of St. Helena.
I never play rubbish on this show, but I realise you might get fed up of me saying, what a great version, da-da-da, da-da-da. But, you know, that's the truth. That is a fantastic version of a wonderful song, sometimes called The Isle of St. Helena or Napoleon on the Isle of St. Helena, just simply called St. Helena on the album Lieg. Dermot Byrne, Eamon Coyne and John Doyle. A class album, from beginning to end. What I thought we'd do now is have a trip to the well for the pure drop. In this case, it's a song that I learned from the singing of Irish travellers, but this is an East Anglian version from the beautifully named fine traditional singer Jumbo Brightwell. What a great name, Jumbo Brightwell. Why can't I have a name like that? It was recorded in a great singing pub down there in East Anglia also, called the Eel's Foot. Jumbo Brightwell in the Eel's Foot. How can that be bad? A seminal album of live traditional music, and this is one of the great songs from it. Blow the Candles Out.
Now it's of a young apprentice who went to court his dear. The moon was shining brightly and the stars were trickling clear. He went to his love's window to ease her of her pain, and she quickly rose and let him in and went to bed again. My father and mother in yonder room do lie. They are embracing one each other, and so may you and I. They are embracing one each other without a fear or doubt. So it's take me in your arms, my love, and we'll blow the candle out. For my father would be angry if he should come to know. My mother would be delighted to prove my overthrow. So I would not for 5 guineas that they should find me out. So it's take me in your arms, my love, and we'll blow the candle out. 'Twas early next morning before the break of day. He quickly rose and put on his clothes and said he was going away. She was so loath to part with him, but dare not speak it out. So it's take me in your arms, my love, and we'll blow the candle out. When 6 months were over, 6 months it's and a day, he wrote his love a letter that he was going away. He wrote his love a letter without a fear or doubt, saying he never would return again to blow the candle out. So come all you pretty young Leiston gals, a warning take by me. Never trust a apprentice boy 1 inch above your knee. For when they're in their apprenticeship, they swear their time is out, and he'll leave you as mine left me to blow the candle out.
As I rolled out on a May morning, right early, I met my love upon the way, oh Lord, but she was early. sang lil-ta-doo-lil-ta-doo-lil-ta-doo-dee. She held it on a dee, she held it on a dee, and she landed. Her boots were black and her stockings white, and her buckles shone like silver. She had a dark and a rolling eye, and her earrings dipped her shoulder. And she sang lil-ta-doo-lil-ta-doo-lil-ta-doo-dee. She hid it on a dee, she hid it on a dee, and she landed. What age are you, my nice sweet girl? What age are you, my honey? Oh, modestly she answered me, I'll be 17 on Sunday. And she sang lil-ta-doo-lil-ta-doo-lil-ta-doo-dee. She hid it on a dee, she hid it on a dee, and she landed. I went to the house at the top of the hill when the moon was shining clearly. She arose to let me in, but her mommy chanced to hear me. And she sang lil-ta-doo-lil-ta-doo-lil-ta-doo-dee. She hid it on a dee, she hid it on a dee, and she landed. She caught her by the head and down to the room she brought her, and with the root of a nasal twig she was the well-beat daughter. And she sang lil-ta-doo-lil-ta-doo-lil-ta-doo-dee. She hid it on a dee, she hid it on a dee, and she landed.
Just seem right to put that back to back with Blow the Candles Out there, because two great traditional songs and two beautiful versions of them. That was from Varro's album. I did promise I'd play another track from that, As I Roved Out, of course. And before that you heard Jumbo Brightwell, the great Jumbo Brightwell, from the album Songs from the Eel's Foot, with his version of the traditional song Blow the Candles Out. Lovely stuff. Now, the Settle Folk Gathering, as I mentioned, takes place this September the 2nd to the 5th, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a free festival. You don't pay for nout. We've got a new campsite just sorted out, which is absolutely cracking, just by the river in Lancliffe, just a 10-15 minute walk from the venues. And it's only £10, would you believe, for a night's lodgings. It's not lodgings, but you know, shove your tent on, shove your camper van on for a tenner, which I think is well worth it. And we've got the whole field kept aside for the Settle Folk Festival, so you'd better get yourselves booking a space as soon as you can. Like I say, everything's free, free concerts, free workshops, even little concerts for the family, for children, Kayleigh's as well, and headlining the first night is going to be Fay Healed, the Fay Healed Band, and finishing off the whole weekend, headlining the final night, is one of the best live bands I have ever seen. Their records are great, but you really should see them live as well, because they animate an audience like nobody I've ever seen. They're called Track Dogs, and this is their new single, River of Gold.
For the old, the wise ones have long slipped away. 'Cause the river of old puts a weight on your soul. It's a high price that no one should pay. On the river of gold, where the nights can be cold, far from the walls of Trujillo. River of old took you far from your home, lejos de aquí, hijo Gold, the Track Dogs' new single, and like I said, they're headlining on the Sunday night, which is the 5th of September, at the Settle Folk Gathering. It is all free, you don't get tickets, you just turn up, and there are plenty of other venues. If you don't get in the main venue, we've this year got the Rugby Club as well, so there'll be concerts there, and there'll be lots of stuff going on, so make it a date from the 2nd to the 5th of September, Settle Folk Gathering. Now, I'm going to play you another track from League, the album from Dermot Byrne, Eamon Coyne and John Doyle, and this is a couple of jigs, The People's Palace and Kitty Sheehan's Jig. It opens with some monumental guitar playing from John Doyle. Thank you. Brilliant stuff. The People's Palace and Kitty O'Sean's jigs there from the album League. Dermot Byrne, Eamon Coyne and John Doyle. What great, great music. Now, I've got another request here from a mate of mine on the internet. We've never met, we just converse in emails and other bits and pieces. His name is Steve. He now lives in France, but spent a lot of time up here in the Yorkshire Dales. And in fact, just up the dale from the shed where I'm sitting right here and now, there is a tree in Horton in Ribblesdale with his name and the name of the girl who is now his wife carved into it. He wrote to me and said, a cheeky request for the next show, Mike. My mum and dad used to take me to see the Oldham Tinkers at the Duke's Playhouse in Lancaster. Great theatre, by the way. In the late 70s, I guess it would have been. I quit work this time last year as town clerk in Crewe and now live over in France. So please, if you don't mind, play the Oldham Tinkers with the night John Woolley took his ferret to a do. If that doesn't make you smile, then you're not human. Here it is.
I was there, so were you, the mayor and the vicar, all the council too, with the wives and ladies on full view, the night John Willie took his ferret to a do. He slipped his lead with some butter from the sauce, he patterned all the table with his dirty little paws. Oh, said the vicar's wife, this rabbit isn't dead, as he danced a little jig around the hat upon her head. Oh, I was there, so were you, the mayor and the vicar, all the council too, with the wives and ladies on full view, the night John Willie took his ferret to a do. He ran down her collar and down the front he tore, he wriggled down her knicker leg and danced upon the floor. Oh, said the vicar, that's a sewer rat, I'm sure. Well, if that's the case, his wife replied, I wish we had some more. Oh, I was there, so were you, the mayor and the vicar, all the council too, with the wives and ladies on full view, the night John Willie took his ferret to a do. He ran through the soup and he nibbled at the peas. He dribbled all the gravy down the mare's knocking knees. And then he quenched his ferret's thirst with half a pint of shandy. And then relieved his little self in Mrs. Briley's brandy. Oh, I was there, so were you, the mayor and the vicar, all the council too, with the wives and ladies on full view, the night John Willie took his ferret to a do. Well, the ladies left their tables and began to dance with fright. They shouted out in panic at the little ferret sight. He nibbled at their stockings and he tickled all their knees. And the vicar's wife kept shouting, give me some of that, please.
Oh, I was there, so were you, the mayor and the vicar, all the council too, with the wives and ladies on full view, the night John Willie took his ferret to a do.
He ran up and down the curtains and he swam about the punch. He herded all the ladies in a corner in a bunch. And just to end the escapade, he did a little quickie. He ran up the speaker's dinner suit and nibbled at his collar. Oh,
I was there, so were you, the mayor and the vicar, all the council too, with the wives and ladies on full view, the night John Willie took his ferret to a do.
Well, they caught the little fella and they put him in a box. They give him anesthetic from the vicar's woolly socks. This angry man, he lorry in the mare's own car, and then they got him back as fast as hell to John Willie's pen.
Oh, I was there, so were you, the mayor and the vicar, all the council too, with the wives and ladies on full view, the night John Willie took his ferret to a do.
Yeah, the night John Willie took his ferret to a do. The Oldham Tinkers from the album Sit Thee Down. And he's right, Steve. I mean, if you listen to that and don't smile, there is something up with you. I'm going to tell you a little story, then play you a track which has got something to do with it. There's a nebulous link, trust me. Years and years ago, we used to sing and play and generally have a really good time in a session pub in the Yorkshire Dales called the Helwyth Bridge, which is just up the valley from where I'm sitting right now. And it was one of those pubs where the landlord has a dead watch. So he never knew that it was after time and we should have been chucked out. So it could be 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning as you rolled out of the pub and made your merry way home. But we used to sit in there and he would bring dripping on toast, which is beef or lamb dripping sandwiches. Just smear the dripping from the roasting pan all over the toast and away you go. At 3 o'clock in the morning, after several pints of Tetley's, it was food of the gods. So we're sitting there and pretty much every night we'd sing the banana boat song and we're all going, work all day till the morning come. Ooh. Daylight come and me wanna go home. Love banana till the morning come. Ooh, daylight come. I'm halfway through one night. I just got a fit of the giggles and started laughing and I couldn't stop. And this bloke said, what are you laughing at? I said, I just got this mental image. Here we are, 2 in the morning, in a pub in the Yorkshire Dales, singing a Jamaican folk song. I wonder if there's a pub in Kingstown, Jamaica, where they're all sitting round going, on Ilclimor Bartat, on Ilclimor Bartat, on. I doubt it somehow, do you? This is by way of introducing the Banana Boat song from Edward II's new album, Dancing Tunes. As many of you know, Edward II, one of the greatest bands on the planet. Four of the lads in the band have got Jamaican West Indian roots and they bring something really, really special to that band. I'll say no more. I will play the track. Here they are, Edward II with the Banana Boat Song.
Come and me wan go home.
Great stuff, and not a dripping toast butty in sight. What a shame. That was Edward II there with the Banana Boat song from their new album, which I have in front of me here. I forgot the name. Dancing Tunes. It is brilliant. It's got Bella Hardy on it as well. I must have a real dig into this and find some more tracks to play in the next show. Right now, I'm going to play another track from Peter Knight's new album, From Poets to Their Wives. And this one is extremely pertinent. The Hard Times of Old England. And I won't even mention James Dyson and his absolute rubbish vacuum cleaners, and the fact that he volunteered to make ventilators during the pandemic, but only if he could have a tax break. There's patriotism for you. I'll save the country, but only if you give me a tax break.
Thank you.
Perfect, I think. I forgot to mention in the introduction to that album right at the beginning of the show that actually it has a theme from poets to their wives, and it really is a compilation of tracks from previous albums from 2009, 11, 15 and 2017. But a great collection, 9 fantastic tunes and songs. Do get your grubby little mitts on it. Got time for 2 more tracks, and I'm going to play The Sun's Coming Over the Hill from Corinne Polwart. This, to me, is the epitome of great songwriting. Witty lines like, you know, he ran off the road full of whiskey and irony. You know, she wrote this, I think, about 20 years ago. And I still think it's one of the best songs ever.
Six rain-ridden summers, and he still had a knife for me. He kissed me each evening and told me he'd die for me. And then he ran off the road full of whiskey and irony. He always meant what he said. So I took but it stalled. The engine was better off dead. Oh, how the nights are long. The life is longer still. Oh, how the nights are long. But the sun's coming. Never left me, and I don't think it will. And it caused me to supplement whiskey with pills. But there was something inside that I couldn't kill. Believe me, I really did try. And if some say you get what you deserve, but they're wrong. Sometimes you get what you're given, and then it's all gone. And you are lucky if you are sufficiently strong to daily decide not to die.
Recorded in 2004, I think she wrote it a bit before that. Still a classic. The Sun's Coming Over the Hill from the album Fault Lines, Corinne Polwart, of course. Okay, just got time for one more track, and it's the last track, and also the first track, because it's the full version of the little bit I played at the head of the show from the album Diatonic and the band Diatonic. The tune is called The Rosewood Jig, which I think is an English tune, followed by the Irish tune, Tripping Up the Stairs. Thanks ever so much for listening. You've been a great audience, as ever. Do look after yourselves, mind how you go, take care, and here's to dripping on toast and fun in pubs. And lots of it.